Good morning. Unionist politicians are meeting police in Londonderry today after a series of sectarian incidents in the waterside of the city. Three men were assaulted in a park last week after a teenager was allegedly verbally abused for wearing a Northern Ireland shirt in a park. Politicians in Derry fear the incidents could be used by some groups to stoke sectarian tensions. The DUP's David Ramsay had a warning for fellow councillors in the city last week.
What the waterside people feel is happening is what used to happen years ago in the city, when the PUL community felt they couldn't go into the city with their school uniform on. It's ridiculous. It's shocking. It needs dealt with. The police have assured us that they are going to deal with this, because this has really come to a head now. The anger in the waterside, everyone uses that park, used to use that park. We're not going back. That's what we need to be saying. We are not going back. Don't know who these people represent, because they don't represent the city. We charge rates every year, and we now have a situation where the ratepayer feels they can't enter a park, one of our public parks. Again, we support this motion, and we will work with everyone to try and help stop this mayhem before somebody's killed.
Superintendent Gordon McCalmont is the District Commander for Derry City and Strabane. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Gordon. Thanks for coming on. Are you worried about this, and do you think there is a concerted campaign to stoke up sectarian tension?
Absolutely, Stephen. I would be remiss if I wasn't concerned. Could I first of all take the opportunity to acknowledge the victims in the alleged assaults? My thoughts for them as they deal with what we're being told is a real brutal attack, and which is unacceptable in our community. But I would like to take this opportunity. We have no actual complaints to investigate at this time, and I would like to make an appeal to those individuals to allow us the opportunity to investigate these complaints fully so that we can possibly bring offenders before the court.
Well, they're going to be frightened, aren't they? They're going to be indeed frightened coming forward, and this is how it goes in some pockets of Northern Ireland.
Indeed, but we have support measures, and we would really reach out to them and ask them to come forward to police to talk to us.
So do you think that there is a premeditated campaign, orchestrated campaign, someone sitting back and thinking how to stoke up sectarian tension? Does it feel like that to you? Have you evidence that's what's happening?
We have no evidence to that point, but we have been dealing with antisocial behaviour in the park in a very collective manner with all our partners. We've had a degree of success there in terms of addressing it, and this sectarian element has come to the fore just over the last week or two, and obviously it's causing us concern that somebody might be sitting in the background orchestrating the same.
Dissidents?
I have no evidence to push me in that direction, Stephen.
So why would people be sitting in the background? What would they be want? What would their overall goal be?
And it's this contrary to the park being a shared space and people competing for ground. We have a real responsibility as a collective to make St. Columb's Park a very uncomfortable place for anyone with criminal intent. It's about our community enjoying this space.
So is this a little bit of a turf war, people marking territory?
That is a possibility. I would take the opportunity to appeal to the whole community of the city if they can provide us with any information in terms of what is going on with this criminality, what the intention is. They can contact us on Crime Stoppers. They can form our decision-making process. And it really is about a collective approach to solving the problem, Stephen.
I want to ask this question. Derry is a shared space, but would Protestants be right to feel this might be going back to the days where they are frightened or need to be frightened going to the city side?
What I would say, Stephen, we are very mindful of the concerns of the community in Bond Street and the wider waterside community, and the impacts of such incidents like this can have on quality life. But I want to take this opportunity to provide some reassurance to that community in terms of our commitment to address the problem. We've put short-term measures in terms of policing operations in place all over the weekend, and thankfully with no incidents. We reaffirm our commitment to the community to work as a collective, to work with our partners, politicians, to ensure we come up with a long-term solution around this.
But do you think Protestants can feel safe going to the city side?
As I say, Stephen, this park is actually on the water side, Stephen. I know that makes... there's a lot of people work very hard to ensure this city is a shared space for everyone. And it would be a real shame to see these incidents increase in the sectarian nature. And we really need to work hard as a collective to address them.
Some people talking about closing the Peace Bridge at night. What do you think?
My place on this one would be very, very strong in terms. It's about enhancing and ensuring this whole community is seen as a shared space. I would see that as a backward step. As a collective, as I stated earlier, we must make it a very uncomfortable place for anyone with criminal intent or anybody that's sectarian motives.
Okay. Gordon, thank you very much indeed. Thanks for coming on this morning. That's Superintendent Gordon McCalmont, the District Commander for Derry City and Strabane. Stephen's in Derry. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Stephen.
Thanks for calling us. Go ahead, Stephen.
Stephen, as someone who's a regular walker through the park, mostly nearly every night, along with a few of my friends that would walk there, you know, on a regular basis, I see the behaviour of some of the young people in the park. And to be honest with you, Stephen, it seems to me that it's to do with the weather, it's to do with young people trying to go out and have a few drinks and, you know, maybe getting a wee bit intoxicated. And things lead on from there. But to say that it's a concerted effort on one side of the community to sectarianise that area and, you know, and to attack people purely on religion. I've seen also it work the other way, Stephen, where young people have been chased because they're from the city side of the town, you know. So it works both ways, Stephen. And what I would say is people need to be very careful with their language, what way they go about this story, because it can be very easy to demonise, you know, one section of the community when it might only be a few people from each side of the community that's causing this trouble. And it would be at the detriment of the whole city if anything was to happen in regards to the closing of the Peace Bridge, because I can tell you that there's thousands of people on a weekly basis that use that area.
OK. Stephen, thank you. The DUP MLA, Gary Middleton, has been speaking to me today. I asked him what's been going on.
Well, over the last number of months, there has been a series of attacks taking place within the Sir Colmes Park area. Now, we have been working with police and local community to try and tackle these series of incidents. Unfortunately, just last week, a more serious incident happened, which we believe actually was attempted murder. And we are meeting police later on today to try and see not only how we find the culprit of that attack, but how we try and ensure that this does not happen again.
And the what's been happening, is there a sectarian element to it, do you think?
There's
the tension in the area?
Very much so. Hundreds of young people, almost on a nightly basis, are making their way across the Peace Bridge into the Waterside area. Now, what we have seen is just last week, one young person who, for example, was wearing a Northern Ireland top was chased out of the area called all sorts of sectarian names as well. Now, when you add all of these incidents together, it does paint a very worrying and a very concerning picture. And something with that, which actually, over the years, Londonderry has prided itself in moving forward, respecting cultural traditions. But unfortunately, over this last number of months, we've seen a real deterioration in terms of community relations in that area. And it's something that we want to tackle sooner rather than
later. So what's happening? Why is it different over the last couple of months?
This is the issue. We do believe there's an increase in sort of antisocial elements. I don't know whether young people feel that they're using situations, for example, the Stormont situation, whether they're using those situations as a reason to come out and, heighten tensions, but it has been happening. We did have this issue last summer as well, but this year it seems to have gotten much worse. And what we need is people within all communities to stand up and say, look, this can't go on. We need to know where people, where the young people are at a particular time, and work with the parents as well.
Do you think people are deliberately ramping it up? Is there some type of coordinated campaign here?
Well, absolutely, no doubt. And we've been speaking to people specifically within the Protestant Unionist community and encouraging those people, obviously, not to retaliate and not to take the law into their own hands. And that's where the police need to ensure that they have a real proactive campaign in tackling this issue before somebody is killed, and that's the seriousness that we're at, and that's why we're meeting with the police at such a senior level to try and stamp this out as soon as possible.
Is there a fear within the Protestant community?
Well, there's a real fear within the Protestant community. We've seen it over the years where a lot of Protestants don't feel comfortable shopping, for example, in the city side. But now there's an almost more serious position, and where for the Waterside area is now becoming, specifically St. Collins Park, is now becoming a bit of a no-go area for some Protestants. And that's real concerning, because this is an area which over the years was a real example of a shared space, an example of a family-friendly area. And we have had people come to ourselves, not only ourselves, but who are going to the police directly and saying, look, you know, we no longer feel safe in this area, so we need to try and address them.
And do you think, Gary, the Peace Bridge should be closed at night?
Well, I personally don't believe that that's an option that needs to be looked at right now. There's no doubt that there's a significant element of people, an ever-growing element of people, who are saying that that is an option that needs to be looked at. I believe that we need to work with the police, and we have been working with them, but we need to work with them to ensure that they've got their strategy right. That's a matter for them, but we, from a community perspective, believe that more can be done within the park to try and ensure that it's dealt with there, rather than making, because we have to look at the wider picture within Londonderry and the huge offering that we have in terms of tourism and the positive aspect. So the last thing that we want to do is put people off by closing the Peace Bridge at night.
Okay. Gary, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
That's the DUP MLA, Gary Middleton.